This week on Talkin' Central Arizona Sports, local high school football teams struggle on the gridiron, with each taking an L last weekend. Hello everyone, my name is Torrence Dunham and welcome to a weekly podcast catching you up on the latest with Central Arizona sports teams. Part of Talking Glass Media's Cast 11 podcast network, the show features game previews and recaps, along with interviews with coaches and players and much more. Let's kick off the show with what was a showcase of two power offenses between the Prescott Badgers and the American Leadership Academy Eagles, as the two combined to score 90 points, with PHS falling 55-35 for their first loss of the season. Arguably the main reason, an absolute insane game from Eagles senior quarterback Adam DeMonte, who completed 26 of 38 passes for 464 yards and 7 touchdowns, with 4 different receivers sharing those scores. DeMonte also had 63 of the team's 69 rushing yards and scored a touchdown on the ground. Here's Prescott High School head coach Cody Collette on what he saw from the Eagles quarterback.
He runs a 10-900 and he can throw the ball and gets out of the pocket when you pressure him. He's got a lot of really good receivers. They're very well coached. He's an excellent player, no question. We had trouble with him all night. Extremely talented young man. That's the reason he has, I believe, I don't know if he's committed officially yet, but believe he's going to NAU and could possibly get some more offers besides that because he's a very talented player.
It was another good week for the Badgers rushing game as the group of five rushed for 282 yards, led by Cody Leopold, who had 178 yards and 3 touchdowns. Prescott's rushing attack in its previous two games before this one, both wins, had 187 yards and 247 yards.
Well, everything starts up front. Our linemen and tight ends and fullbacks have done a really good job, but we also have, we're blessed to have three really, really talented running backs. Cody had a tremendous night, obviously, with 178 yards and 3 touchdowns, and Maurier and Keen are also explosive backs. So we have three good runners, which is obviously very helpful, and they all kind of have a different style. So that plays a huge role as well.
The Badgers, with a 2-1 record, head to Greenway on Friday for a 7 p.m. kickoff. Greenway is 0-3 to start the year, losing 58-27 in their game on Friday.
Well, anytime you come up short, you want to get back on the field as soon as possible and try to redeem yourself, and we'll try to do that this weekend. It definitely was a very close competitive game. I mean, it was 35-28 until late into the third, and we had a couple plays here and there. I really think 6 or 7 plays go our way, and I think it could have been a different outcome, but it wasn't. And tip your cap to them. They did a great job, and they deserve the credit. And we'll move on to Greenway and prepare for a team that has a really difficult scheme, and they're very well coached. Coach Cook always does a fantastic job. I don't believe he's had a losing season since he's been at Greenway. Obviously, they've started slow this year, but they're very young. And they're getting, if you watch the film, they're getting better every single week. They start, I think, 6 or 7 sophomores, which is where we were at actually 2 years ago, starting 6 or 7 sophomores. And we started 0-3 as well, and then reared off 4 or 5 wins in a row to get into the into the playoffs in 2020. So they're certainly capable of that as well. And we are not taking them in any way lightly because they're an excellent team with a very strong front eight. Their nose guard can pose problems for anybody. So we'll get ready to play and go after it.
A recap of Bradshaw Mountain and Chino Valley football is coming up. But first, can you believe September is almost over? That means winter is right around the corner, and it will be here before you know it. The question is, can your heater handle it? Be sure to schedule your fall tune-up today with Yavapai Plumbing and Heating. All the information can be found on ypeinc.com. That's ypeinc.com. Welcome back to Talkin' Central Arizona Sports. Thanks for giving this podcast a listen. The Bradshaw Mountain High School Bears football team lost a close game to the Combs Coyote on the road Friday, 36-34. Here's head coach Bob Young.
Well, we let it slip away. You know, Combs had some big plays, and You know, they're not a bad football team. Their quarterback hurt us. They had about a 50-yard bomb right before half that gave them the lead. And, you know, the second half, we battled, but we just couldn't pull it out at the end.
The Bears' rushing attack had a good game in the loss, led by their junior running back, Gabriel Ricketts, who had 180 yards on 20 carries with two touchdowns. As a unit, the team had 246 rushing yards, with four of their five touchdowns coming on the ground.
Yeah, well, we did run the ball well. You know, and we, that's why we scored 34 points. Usually you score 34 points, you know, at least for us, we, you know, we feel pretty confident we're going to win. But like I said, our defense just gave up those big plays. So I am happy with the progress offense is making, and we just got to keep getting a little bit better.
It's the second loss in a row for the Bears, who are now 1-2 on the season. They next play at home against Snowflake on Friday at 7 p.m. Snowflake this year is 3-1, with the team being shut out by Cactus on Friday 7-0 after a 49-10 win over Glendale the previous week.
Yeah, you know, I think they're not necessarily down, but I think they're disappointed in the start. You know, those were two winnable games, and, you know, we made some mistakes, and, you know, we know we're a better football team. You know, unfortunately, you know, Snowflake's number one in the state in 4A. They're dang good. So it's a, you know, it's a tough matchup for us, but we're just trying to get better. You know, if we can get better every week, then that's all we can ask for.
Now we go across town to Chino Valley Cougars football, which lost 41-7 to Florence at home for their second consecutive defeat. The Cougars were hurt by four interceptions, and they couldn't get much going through the air with 62 passing yards. Junior Brody Ryan had 65 rushing yards and a touchdown, including a 50-yard run. Senior Johnny Parrish also had 61 rushing yards in the game. They head into the bye week with a 2-4 record as they get set to host Parker on Friday, October the 7th at 7 p.m. Now it's time to whip around Central Arizona sports teams and get you caught up on previous results and what's to come this week. Starting off with Badger Nation, the badminton team's quest for a perfect season continues, as they beat North Canyon 9-0 and Chaparral 6-3 last week to improve to 9-0 overall and 4-0 in the section. They hit the road on Thursday for a matchup against Horizon. The volleyball team, meanwhile, lost 3-0 to rival Bradshaw Mountain and fall to 1-8 on the year with a 1-3 region mark. They host Lee Williams on Tuesday at 7 p.m. The Badgers boys golf team has a road meet with Mingus Union on Tuesday at 2 p.m., while the girls' golf team has matches this week against Barry Goldwater, Eastmark, and Peoria at the Antelope Hills Golf Course at 3 p.m. on Wednesday, and against Mingus Union on the road Thursday at 3 p.m. Switching over to the Chino Valley Cougars now, the girls' soccer team suffered their first loss of the season against Northland Prep last week, 1-0 at home. Now at 6-1 overall and 1-1 in the region, they play on the road against Payson on Thursday at 6 p.m. The boys' soccer team continue their quest for perfection as they beat Camp Verde 5-0 last week and improved to 6-0 overall. They also competed in the Chino Cup Soccer Tournament over the weekend, winning two games and tying one. Chino Valley hosts Payson on Thursday at 3:45 p.m. The girls' volleyball team earned a 3-0 win over Wickenburg last week for their fifth overall victory and are now 2-1 in the region. Senior Talia Stuller led the team with six kills in the victory. They play Northwest Christian on the road Tuesday at 6 p.m. before hosting Camp Verde on Wednesday at 6 p.m. The boys and girls cross-country teams have a meet on Wednesday at 5 p.m. at Greenway High School against five teams, including Apollo, Coronado, and Cortez. We'll wrap high school sports with the Bradshaw Mountain Bears, as the boys' golf team has a match on Tuesday on the road against Flagstaff and Page. The boys and girls swim teams have a meet on Thursday at 4 p.m. against Sedona Red Rock at the Mountain Valley Park Pool in Prescott Valley. As mentioned earlier, the girls' volleyball team beat rival Prescott 3-0 last week to improve to 4-3 overall and 3-0 in the region. They host Flagstaff on Tuesday at 6 p.m. Switching over to collegiate sports now, starting off with Yavapai College, the Rough Rider women's soccer team beat Mesa 1-0 and blasted South Mountain 12-0 last week. In that game against South Mountain at Ken Lindley Field on Saturday, nine different players found the back of the net, with Juliana Reyes and Hannah Hurtado each having two goals. Now at 5-4 on the season and 4-0 in the conference, the Rough Riders host Paradise Valley at Ken Lindley Field Tuesday at 6 p.m. before playing Gateway at Mountain Valley Park in Prescott Valley on Saturday at 6 p.m. The men's soccer team, meanwhile, lost 2-1 to number 20-ranked Mesa, but beat South Mountain 9-0 last week as their record is now 4-2 overall and 2-1 in the conference. Ian Topet and Mayo Lopez each had 3 goals in the win against South Mountain on Saturday. They also host Paradise Valley on Tuesday in Prescott before taking on Gateway in Prescott Valley on Saturday. Both start at 3:30 p.m. The girls' volleyball team beat Phoenix at home 3-0 last week to improve their record to 4-7 overall and 2-1 in the conference. Kate Allen led the Rough Riders with 17 kills in the win. The team hits the road for matchups this week against Eastern Arizona on Wednesday and Mesa on Friday. Now on to the Embry-Riddle Eagles, as the men's cross-country team finished 11th of 17 in the Cal State San Marcos Cougar Challenge over the weekend, while the women's cross-country team finished 8th of 17. Each next compete in the UC Riverside Highlander Invitational in California on October 15th. The Embry-Riddle men's golf team last week finished 5th of 10 teams in the first day of the Bulldog Fall Invitational and 6th of 10 in the second day. Their next meet is on October 9th and 10th in the ERAU Fall Invite. The women's golf team, meanwhile, began their season on Monday in the RJGA Shootout at Estrella. The men's soccer team earned 2 wins last week, beating Soka 2-0 and St. Catharines 7-3, to improve to 7-2-1 overall and 4-0 in the conference. Lucas Garcia had 2 goals in the win, with 5 other players contributing the rest of the goals. Next up is a home match against La Sierra at 7:30 p.m. on Thursday. The women's soccer team, meanwhile, also beat Soka and St. Catharines last week by scores of 6-0 and 3-0, respectively, as the team is now 7-1-1 overall and 4-0 in conference play. Jamie Black, Ray Yoshioka, and Adelie Zekman scored the goals for Embry-Riddle. They play La Sierra at home Thursday at 5 p.m. The Embry-Riddle women's volleyball team last week went 2-1 with wins over Simpson and Pacific Union, but a loss to UC Merced, as the team now has an 8-8 record with a 5-3 conference mark. In the loss on Saturday, Adavia Joseph led the team with 12 kills. Now you're caught up on Central Arizona sports. Before I end the podcast, I'd also like to give my thoughts on state sports, and today I focus on the Arizona Cardinals. If you didn't catch the game on Sunday, good for you, as it was a snoozer that was only outmatched by the Sunday night 11-10 game between the Broncos and 49ers. Games like Sunday's Cardinals game make me happy to have NFL Red Zone, so I can see other, more entertaining games, like the Packers and Bucks. The Cardinals' 20-12 loss to the Rams is yet another loss on the home turf, where they haven't sent fans home happy since October of last year. Unless you're a fan of the visiting team, of course. That's 7 consecutive losses at home. 7. I don't know what the ticket prices were on Sunday, but the home opener was $200 for nosebleed seats. And those are those seats that are way up near the roof of the stadium. Look, I'd love to go to a game on Sunday, but I'm not going to pay hundreds of dollars for tickets to see an offense that doesn't do any big plays and somehow managed to seem like they had no pace at all in a 2-score game with 6 minutes left and a few timeouts remaining. It may only be a 1-2 record to start, but these first 3 weeks don't result in confidence for the future when the team without a miraculous comeback last week against the Raiders would be 0-3. The team that started the season 10-2 last year appears to be gone. And all I can say is how grateful I am for NFL Red Zone so I can at least watch some exciting football in the afternoons on Sunday. That's all for this week's podcast. Next week on the show, we'll recap Prescott's football game against Greenway and check in on Bradshaw's home game. I'm Torrance Dunham, and this has been Talkin' Central Arizona Sports, part of Talking Glass Media's Cast 11 Podcast Network. Have a great week, and we'll see you back here next Tuesday.